We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Robert Height, 3.952 at 327.55 miles an hour. He has one number one qualifying position thus far this season. Robert, we saw a lot of the teams step up in that second session. You said they changed a lot in the clutch work. You did a lot of stuff to the car. Did you think that that was what it was going to run this evening?
Well, actually, leaving the pits, it was, you know, I was usually Jimmy Prock can give you an idea of what this Auto Club Chevy's going to run, but we changed so many things, and normally we don't change things like that unless we go test. But, you know, the clutch pack and everything that we have this year, it's just been a little too aggressive, and we're going into summer months. We know we're going to have deal with hot tracks, so we decided we're just going to bite the bullet and we're going to make the changes today. The first run wore the clutch completely out, so he had to make big changes again tonight. He says, I have no idea what it's going to do. So, you know, I'm pretty impressed with that run. If you look at all the other runs, the other good ones were in the right lane. The left lane's a little trickier here. So, you know, to get the number one spot out of the left lane, pretty impressive.
So talk a little bit about the run itself. How close to perfection did it feel, everything considered?
Well, it left good. It was good early numbers. What I'm impressed with is the speed. You know, 327, I don't think anybody even ran in the 320s, okay? And I'll be surprised if any of these dragsters do as well. So we definitely had it hooked up, and the changes that he made, you know, we probably learned something that's going to help us down the road. You know, it was a good run. You know, we haven't run that good in a, you know, a couple races. So that it was good to see that 395 come up on the scoreboard.
What would a win on Sunday do for you, confidence wise?
Oh, I mean, we try to every race we go to, we try to win. You know, I'm not panicking. You know, we didn't win our first race last year till Denver. Trust me, I don't want to go to Denver this year. I want to get our groove, but that's our goal right now. We're working on getting everything right, you know, for the middle of the season and the end. And you know, I think we made big strides today. But only thing's going to tell is to come out here tomorrow and do it twice. We need to come out here and make two good runs in the heat, and I feel then we'll be positioned pretty good for Sunday.
What are you hoping for weather-wise tomorrow?
I think it's going to be a few degrees cooler, and I also think there could be even a few clouds. So maybe the track won't get to 130 degrees. You know, 130, that's hot. And you know, when you're dealing with 10,000 horsepower, you have to really cripple these things to make them go.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
Yep.